This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The European Union is under assault from Russia on multiple fronts and must unite behind the economic sanctions, Baltic and Central European leaders said Thursday, with Lithuania citing a risk of possible Russian military strikes from Belarus. The warnings at an EU summit were some of the most direct in recent weeks, as the United States and its NATO allies seek to deter any possible Russian attack on Ukraine and reduce Moscow's margin for surprise. Washington says Russia has amassed more than 100,000 troops on Ukraine's borders, possibly for an invasion. Moscow says it has a right to move its troops around its own territory, but says the maneuvers are purely defensive. EU leaders will warn of massive consequences if Russia were to invade Ukraine, according to a draft final summit statement seen by Reuters. The United States and Britain have taken a similar stance. The United States hopes to launch arms control talks soon with China, which is expanding its nuclear arsenal and fleet of nuclear-powered submarines, a senior U.S. State Department official said Thursday without giving a timeline. China is expected to double its nuclear missile arsenal in the next few years, while the United States and Russian Federation have cut their stockpiles, he said. U.S. President Joe Biden and Chinese leader Xi Jinping agreed at a virtual summit last month to look into the possibility of arms control talks. That, according to U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan last month. Typhoon Rai rapidly intensified to a Category 5 storm before making landfall in the southern Philippines Thursday, forcing mass evacuations and flight cancellations as floodwaters reached chest-high in low-lying communities. This is VOA News. An Israeli man in his 20s died of his wounds, and two others were wounded when their car came under gunfire Thursday near a settlement in the Israeli-occupied West Bank, medics said. The medics said he unsuccessfully worked to revive a passenger in the car's back seat who was unconscious after getting shot. The shooting follows a string of attacks in Jerusalem and the West Bank. The remaining 12 of 17 North Americans kidnapped in Haiti in October have been freed, police said Thursday, after weeks of negotiations with a criminal gang. The missionaries and family members were abducted October 16th while returning from an orphanage in an area east of the capital, Port-au-Prince, controlled by 400 Maawazo, one of Haiti's most powerful crime gangs. Two of them were released in November, and another three were freed earlier this month. Ghislaine Maxwell's lawyers began their defense Thursday in her sex trafficking trial, calling the British socialite's former assistant as a witness in an attempt to discredit one of her accusers. Maxwell is accused of grooming underage girls to be sexually exploited by her longtime partner Jeffrey Epstein, the wealthy American financier who killed himself in jail 2 years ago while awaiting trial. She has pleaded not guilty to 6 counts of enticing and transporting minors for sex. The European Union's drug regulator Thursday allowed member states to use Pfizer's new COVID pill ahead of its formal approval as an emergency measure to curb a new wave of the disease. The U.S. pharma giant said this week the pill, a new type of treatment that should withstand the new Omicron variant, reduced hospitalizations and deaths in at-risk people by almost 90%. The U.S. Commerce Department hit several Chinese companies with export restrictions Thursday, citing national security reasons, including what Washington says is their role in the oppression of Chinese Uyghurs or helping Beijing's military. A senior administration official had said earlier in the day, the Commerce Department and Treasury Department would announce a series of actions Thursday targeting Chinese companies that Washington says use biotechnology and surveillance to abuse human rights. Russia fined Twitter, Facebook owner Meta Platforms, and TikTok Thursday for failing to delete content the government deems illegal, a Moscow court said, the latest in a string of penalties against foreign technology firms. Moscow has increased pressure on big tech this year in a campaign that critics characterize as an attempt by the Russian authorities to exert tighter control over the Internet. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.